Some research for next year, and I think I figured out which website I want to subscribe to. The Vagtastic Voyage.
Which one is the Vagtastic Voyage?
The Vagtastic Voyage is the one where they find like random girls on the street and they invite them into a van and then they bang them once they're on the van. It's like $13 a month and you get access to a bunch of other sites, like one's Latina, one's Asian. You know, there's one for fetishes like feet and pee-pee and shit and stuff like that.
It's disgusting. You're like an animal.
What? I'm disgusting. You're the weird one, man. Don't make me feel weird because I like porn. You're the weird one for not liking porn. I'm normal as shit.
Peeing on people? That's normal?
Evan, I'm not saying I'm going to look at it. I'm just saying that it comes with the site, okay? I don't know what I'm going to be into 10 years from now.
I'm just sick of all the amateur stuff, you know? I mean, like, if I'm paying top dollar, I want a little production value, you know? Like some editing, transition, something, some music.
Yeah, you know, well, I'm sorry, Evan, that the Coen brothers don't direct the porn that I watch. They're hard to get a hold of, okay?
Plus, your parents are going to be looking at the bill, dipshit.
Yeah, you're right. I probably should pick the one with the least dirty-sounding name.
What about, like, Perfect 10? Something like that, you know? Like, Perfect 10? Because that could be any number of things, you know? They can't really get you for that. That could be, like, a bowling website.
Yeah, but they don't really show dick going in, which is a huge concern.
I didn't realize that.
Plus, have you ever seen a vagina by itself? Not for me.
Hi. Thanks for taking him, Seth.
No problem, Jane. How are you?
Good.
Wonderful. Hey, don't touch that.
I'm
okay?
Not a piece of meat.
You two are funny. I can't imagine what you're going to do without each other next year. Evan told me you didn't get into Dartmouth.
I got into some schools, some pretty good ones, so I'll be fine.
You gonna miss each other?
No, miss each other? No, thank you. I know I don't miss each other.
Yeah, I'm gonna cry myself to sleep every night.
Me too.
When I'm out partying.
Go to school, boys.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Jane. I am truly jealous you got to suck on those tits when you were a baby.
Yeah, well, at least you got to suck on your dad's dick. In the faculty lot?
Don't be such a vagin, man. I gotta get a Red Bull before class.
You know, you're being an idiot, man. You shouldn't have parked there.
Fuck it, I'm about to graduate. You should be sucking on my ball sack. It's the least I could do for stealing 3 years of my life. Oh, fuck me.
Look at those nipples.
They're like little baby toes.
It's just not fair that they get to flaunt that stuff, you know, and, like, I have to hide every erection I get.
You know what I do? I flip my boner up into my waistband. It hides it, and it feels awesome. I almost blew a load into my belly button.
I mean, just imagine if girls weren't weirded out by our boners and stuff and just, like, wanted to see them. I mean, you know, that's the world I one day want to live in.
You know, it's been, like, 2 years since I've seen an actual human female nipple.
Shauna? Shauna was 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. But she was insanely hot.
Exactly. She was too hot. Okay? That's what sucks.
How did that possibly suck? I'd be psyched if I got in with her. You got, like, 2 dozen hand jobs.
Yes, and 3/4 of a blowjob, but who's counting, Evan? Look, it was the peak of my ass-getting career, and it happened way, way too early.
You're like Orson Welles.
Exactly. If I paced myself, I'd be having at least steady sex with a decent-looking girl. I honestly see now why Orson Welles ate his fat ass to death.
Well, you'll have sex in college. Everyone does.
Yes, but the point is to be good at sex by the time you get to college. You don't want girls thinking that you suck dick and fucking pussy, okay?
I still think you have a chance with Jules, man, really. And she got incredibly hot over last summer, and she obviously hasn't realized it yet, because she's still always talking to you and flirting with you and stuff.
Are you out of your mind? Look at Jules' dating record, okay? She dated Dan Remick, who's had a six-pack since, like, kindergarten. Jason Stone, who looks like fucking Zach Morris. And Matt Muir. Matt Muir, he's the sweetest guy ever. Have you ever stared into his eyes? It was like the first time I heard the Beatles. Why would she end her high school career with me?
You know, Becca dated Eric Rosecrans for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, but that guy's a fucking idiot. You're actually a step up from that dick load. That's why you need to stop being a... Will you get this for me? That's why you need to stop being a pussy and nail her, okay? You could bang her for, like, 2 months before you leave. And I'm not gonna dance around it. She looks like a good fucker.
All right, I'm tired of you talking about her like that, man.
But you could talk about her all day, every day, and the second I say one thing, it's, like, blasphemy?
Yeah, well, I don't constantly insult her.
I'm not trying to insult her. I'm just saying that she looks like a good fucker, okay? She looks like she could take a dick. Some women pride themselves on their dick-taking abilities.
Dick-taking abilities? Do you think that's a good thing to say about someone?
The fucked up thing is, I actually do, okay? If some woman tried to compliment me on my dick-giving abilities, I'd be psyched.
Hey, yo, Seth!
What?
Did you hear him having a big grad party next Saturday?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're not coming. Tell your fucking faggot friend he can't come either.
So, Jesse wanted me to tell you that you're a fucking faggot and you can't come to his party.
No, you really bitched out back there, man.
I bitched out? You bitched out, man. Fucking Judas. Fucking left me hanging over there.
Do you want me to dive in front of the spit?
I equals the square root of negative 1, then I squared equals negative 1. Okay? In other words, if you consider I as a constant, you can then define the square roots of all the negative numbers. So I is an imaginary number. It doesn't really exist. If I equals the square root of negative 1, then I squared equals negative 1. Is this making
Hey, Becca.
Hey, thank you for your pen.
Oh, no problem. No, don't worry. No worries. You just keep it. It'll be yours. You won't have to borrow one again because you'll have that one.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Don't worry about it.
So, I was going to ask you, did you hear about Jesse's grad party next weekend? Should be fun.
I heard. It's a maybe.
Really?
For me, at the moment.
Just a maybe?
So far. There's so much other fun shit that's going to be happening that night that I can't really commit and, you know, hurt someone's feelings.
Fun shit, but I never see you at parties or anything.
It's because of all the other fun shit I'm off doing. I'd love to be at all of them, but...
So why weren't you at Dimitri's on Saturday?
There was just so many things going on, I couldn't find a minute to make an appearance over there. Saturday was actually a crazy night for me. I had some friends over and we had a few drinks.
That's fantastic.
I hung out in my basement. The chill zone is where we chillax, like relax and chill at once. Then Seth's parents were throwing this party. We got to hang around adults, which was a nice change of pace. You know, you converse, you talk to people and they have interesting stories. I talked to a man who claimed he had climbed 5 mountains in his life.
Wow.
And then we went to a nightclub, which was incredible, this big fancy one.
Look at this right now.
I'm feeling crazy. I said that.
You got in.
We got right in.
You want to do this? Quite much.
Fuck you.
Then we called in a knife. We were all just really exhausted.
The fuck?
You would have loved it. It was an incredible, unbelievable night.
That sounds like a lot of fun. You know, I'd love to go do something like that sometime.
Oh, who wouldn't? I mean, it was like me and Seth are always kind of cooking up these fun sort of little, you know, events.
So I guess you guys are really going to go crazy next year together.
We were going to, but we got into different schools.
Really? That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too bad. I mean, it should be okay. I'm not too worried about it, really. Don't worry about it. I'm not worried at all.
All right, well, thank you for the pen.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Evan.
Ms. Hayworth, I joined this class because I thought I'd be cooking with a partner. But she's never here, and I don't get twice the grades for doing all the work.
I didn't invent odd numbers, Seth.
I know, but look at Evan, okay? Just look at him.
Hey, don't keep me waiting much longer. I'm getting impatient up here. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, what are you embarrassing? I'm over here in my unit, isolated and alone, eating my terrible-tasting food, and I gotta look over at that. Looks like the most fun I've ever seen in my entire life. And it's BS, excuse my language. I'm just saying that I wash and dry. I'm like a single mother. Look, we all know home ec is a joke. No offense. It's just like everyone takes this class to get an A. It's bullshit, and I'm sorry. And it's not putting down your profession, but it's just the way I feel. I don't want to sit here all by myself cooking this shitty food. No offense. And I just think that I don't ever need to cook tiramisu. When am I going to need to cook tiramisu? Am I going to be a chef? No. There's 3 weeks left in school. Give me a fucking break. I'm sorry for cursing.
All right, Jules' partner isn't here today either. Pair up with her, station 4.
Jules. All right, I'll give it another shot. Give him back another shot. Hey, Jules, your partner didn't come today?
It's kind of a personal question.
What?
Nothing. It's my attempt at humor. I was just...
Oh, like coming. Like coming, coming.
Wow, this is a little too far right there. The gesture.
Yeah, it's pretty far. Shit, I do that.
Oh, don't worry. I'm actually used to it. My older brother says, like, the nastiest shit. Like, he called me Hyman until I was 12.
Oh, that's sick.
I know.
That's not even clever.
No. You know, I would have gone with something, you know, at least, like, mildly entertaining. You know, like Family Jewels.
Oh, like nuts. Yeah, that's funny. That's a fucking funny joke. That's fucking funny. I can't believe that.
Sorry, we gotta mix it up.
Chocolate.
The whole thing.
Just dump it on, I'm serious.
Okay.
And now it looks professional.
That's really impressive.
Beautifully done.
I think we're gonna get an A.
So, what are you doing tonight?
Probably nothing. Why?
I don't know. My parents are out of town, so I was thinking about having like a party. You know, I don't really know how many people are gonna be there, but you could stop by if you wanted to.
Yeah, I love parties.
Really? I just don't really ever see you at them.
You know, it's a love-hate thing. So, like, you know, right now, I really love them, though. Yeah.
Good shit, right, Maroki?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Maroki, can we have a minute alone? Just relax. Jules is having a fucking party.
Hey.
Don't tell Fogo about the party.
Gangsters, what's up, guys? I was just walking down the hall, and Nicola was right in front of me. She was wearing these tight white pants with this black G-string. You could see right through the pants, man. It was so sweet. It's 10:33.
What?
I told her what time it was.
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again? Do you have time?
Yeah, Seth. I'm really going to miss your knee slappers when me and Evan are at Dartmouth.
Yeah, well, you guys are at Dartmouth. I'll be over at State where the girls are half as smart and thus twice as likely to fellatio me.
What are you guys doing tonight, asshole?
We got nothing tonight.
No, well, if nothing comes up, we can get shit-faced again, yeah? I mean, you always call me a pussy and whatnot, but today you're wrong. At lunch, I'm going to the same place Mike Snyder went to pick up my brand new fake ID. Chica, yeah, fake ID.
That's insane, because everyone was just like, I heard about this party, and we shouldn't tell Fogel about it. And I was like, no, you should totally tell Fogel, and that way you could buy his booze now. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'll buy the booze. Yeah, man, we're gonna get our drinks on, and we're gonna party and get crunk and rock out, dude.
If you're not in this class,
leave this class.
Fogel! Hi!
Okay,
well done, man. Go. Seriously, see you after class.
Did you tell that idiot you're not rooming with him next year?
Not yet.
All right, well, you better. That guy's the fucking anti-poon.
Seth, it's dishes time. What's the holdup?
We're getting a fake ID, so it's not like a big deal.
Wow. Cool, but you guys have, like, former year staccato, so do you want to get to work?
Well, we got into different schools, so.
So you're cutting the cord? What's going to happen?
Nothing. Jesus, what does everybody think is going to happen? Like, the world's going to explode if we don't spend every second together?
I mean, we're not dependent on each other, you know? I mean, it's like we met when we were 8, you know? We were fine before then. I was. I mean, it's like we don't do everything together.
No. All right, I got to take a piss. My dick's not going to shave itself. Come on, babe.
Oh, like... Is it crack up?
I'm just gonna go.
Well, at least we're getting a graduation party. Thank God, man.
Oh, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I would do terrible, disgusting things to hook up with Jules. Unforgivable things.
I hear you, man. Give my middle nut to start dating Becca.
Becca's a bitch.
You know, I'm seriously getting fucking sick of you talking about her like that, frankly, if we can be honest with each other.
Me too.
Like, why do you hate her so much? You've never given me a reason. I'm starting to just think that you like her.
Fuck no, man. I hate Becca.
Why, man?
Fine, Evan. Here it comes. When I was a little kid, I kind of had this problem. And it's not even that big of a deal. Something like 8% of kids do it, but whatever. It's, for some reason, I don't know why, just kind of sit around all day and draw pictures of dicks.
What?
Draw pictures of dicks.
Dicks? Like a man dick?
Yeah. Like a man dick. I just sit there for hours on end drawing dicks. I don't know what it was. I couldn't touch the pen to a piece of paper without it drawing the shape of a penis.
That's fucked.
No shit, it's really fucked up. Here I am, this little kid, and I can't stop drawing dicks to save my own life.
All right, I mean, I don't see what this has to do with Becca.
Just listen, okay? Your precious little Becca sat next to me for all of fourth grade. And in the classroom is where I did the majority of my illustrations. I was very secretive about this whole dick operation I had going on. Even I thought it was fucking crazy. Imagine what everyone else would think. So I would stash all of my dick drawings in this Ghostbusters lunchbox that I had. So one day, I'm finishing up this real big, veiny, triumphant bastard. All of a sudden...
Pussy.
You hit Becca's foot with your dick?
Yeah. I know. Starts crying, she flips out. And she rats me out to the principal. He finds his Ghostbusters lunchbox dick treasure chest, and he fucking flips out. He calls in my parents. Turns out this principal is some sort of religious fanatic, and he thinks I'm possessed by some sort of dick devil. My parents make me go see some therapist, and he's asking me all these dick questions. They literally made me stop eating foods that were shaped like dicks. No hot dogs, no popsicles. You know how many foods are shaped like dicks? The best kinds.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's really messed up. Super gay.
All right, let's stop this, man. Let's go get some dessert.
No, I can't. I gotta go meet my counselor. I'm picking up my classes for next year.
What, so I gotta sit here and eat dessert alone like I'm fucking Steven Glansberg?
I mean, what do you want me to do?
I don't know. Nothing. It's fine.
Relax, man. I'll see you later.
It's fine. I'll be fine.
Hey, pussy.
Fuck off.
Just the one. Just the one. Not both.
So I'll call Andy at break.
Okay.
And I'll bring the 80s dance music.
Hey, you.
Seth. Hi. There you are. We were just talking about you.
Here I am.
Weird.
Yeah.
So you're coming to my party tonight, right? Because it's like fully on.
Yeah. Why? Should I not come? Because I could think of other shit.
Oh, no. No. I want you to come. I just You said something earlier about like a fake ID or something, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna get one. For show. For show. I'm getting that for show.
Can you get us booze?
Yeah, I can. I can get you guys alcohol.
Really? Seriously?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you.
So
because,
good.
You know, we're worried about that. That would be great. Plus, you know, you scratch our backs, we'll scratch yours.
Well, Jules, the funny thing about my back is that it's located on my cock. So you do want alcohol? You want some sort of alcohol or no? You do or you don't? You do want alcohol?
Yeah.
Either way.
Well.
Either way, it's fine.
This is actually kind of a big favor because my parents left me like $100 to feed myself for the week, you know, but the house is full of food, so I just thought I'd spend it all on, you know, extra drinks for the party. So.
Yeah, that's really nice. I don't think I've ever done anything that nice.
It's cool?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome.
I mean, seriously, that's really.
Thanks.
That's nice of you. Thank you.
So, should I just get a shitload of different shit?
Well, you gotta get me some Kyle's Killer Lemonade.
Kyle's Killer Lemonade. It's kind of gay, but I can get it for you.
So, okay, so then we will see you tonight.
Go to the ball, guys. Evan, get into the game.
Take it over to me.
Seth, get off the field.
Dude, get out of here. They're gonna make me run laps again.
Dude, just fucking listen, okay? Jules and her stupid fucking friend came up to me, and they asked me to buy her alcohol. But not just her, for a whole party. You know what that means? By some divine miracle, we were paired up, and she actually thought of me. Thought of me enough to decide that I was the guy she would trust with the whole funness of her party. She wants to fuck me. She wants my dick in or around her mouth.
Did you ever think that maybe she's just using you to get her alcohol? She doesn't want your dick.
Yes, of course I thought of that. That's like the first thing that came to my mind. Just listen.
My older brother always says like the nastiest shit. Like he called me Hyman until I was 12. Seth, I want to blow you.
And she didn't say that. Come on.
She didn't say the second part, but the first part. She's got an older brother. And she could have asked him, but she asked me. She looked me in the eyes and said, Seth, Mom is making a pubic salad, and I need some Seth's own dressing. She's DTF. She's down to fuck, man.
Right.
P and V G. She wants to fuck, man. Tonight is a night that fucking is an actual possibility.
You just sound like an idiot. You're not going to be able to sleep with her, man.
No. Dude, I don't want to talk a lot of shit, okay? But she's going to be at the party, and she's going to be drunk, and she likes me at least a little enough to get with me. At the very least, I'll make out with her. 2 weeks handjob, month blowjob, whatever, whatever. And then I make her my girlfriend. And I've got like 2 solid months of sex. By the time college rolls around, I'll be like the Iron Chef of Pound and Vage.
Okay, can you just get out of here and we'll talk about this later?
What the fuck, Evan? We're down 2 points.
Calm down, Greg. It's soccer. It's soccer.
Fuck you, man.
Hey, Greg, why don't you go piss your pants again?
That was like 8 years ago, asshole.
People don't forget. Do you want to hear the best part? Becca, you do the same thing with her. When you guys are shit-faced at the party, you get with her. This is our last party as high school people. I fully ignored my hatred for Becca and coming up with this plan. I'm flexing nuts. Just fucking come with me on this voyage and just stop being a pussy for once and we can fucking fuck some girls already.
I should buy Becca alcohol?
Yeah, it'll be pimped. That way you know she'll be drunk. You know when you hear a girl saying like, I was so shit-faced last night. I shouldn't have fucked that guy. We could be that mistake.
Have you talked to Fogel?
All right, you talk to Becca. I'll talk to that retard Fogel. Don't worry.
Seth, get off the field.
Go.
Get off the field. You're getting that!
Nope.
Hey, Becca, hey. Hold up.
Hey,
hey. Hi, did you hear about the party tonight?
Yeah, I just heard. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'm going.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to it. That's actually why I came looking for you. Me and the guys are gonna go to a liquor store after class, and I just thought, you know, if you needed someone to get you yours, I could do that. I could be that person.
Yeah. That would be great. That would save me such a hassle, because I was gonna beg my sister, but...
Oh.
Could you get me, like, a bottle of Gold Slick vodka?
Yeah, that's the one with the little golden flakes in it.
Yeah, the girly one.
Classy.
Okay, well, I'll pay you back at the party then.
No, you won't. No, it's my treat, miss.
Really?
Yep, and that's that. It's the first of many, too, so get used to it, sister.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You... Oh. I'm sorry. That guy walked by. It was an accident.
Okay.
I was going to give you, like, a nudge on the, like, a punch, a friend thing.
It's okay.
I didn't mean, I'm sorry.
Hey, Becca.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Gabby.
What's up, Evan?
Hey, Gabby.
We should get to class.
We're going
to
go to class, so I will see you tonight.
Okay.
Really, don't worry.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, bye.
Sorry. Bye. Sorry.
Sack of shit, Fogel. You're sitting beer after lunch. I'm sitting here with my thumb up my ass.
I did it, dude. I even offered to pay for it. It was pimp. I'm like, I feel like a pimp right now. Like one of those pimps.
Whoa, that is fucking pimp.
That's what I was afraid of.
Why didn't I think of that shit? We're screwed. Okay? We're screwed. This is what we get for trusting Fogel. Okay? He pussied out. I know he pussied out. What are you making?
I'm just drilling holes. Last 2 weeks. Fuck it.
What are we supposed to tell the girls? That we couldn't do the one thing that we promised because we're dickless in confidence? Now we're never going to bone because of that used tampon Fogel. How do you get in the tournament? I don't get it. He's got shit for brains. All right, how else can we get alcohol?
Yo, guys. What's up?
Fogel, where have you been, man?
You almost gave me a goddamn heart attack. Let me see it. You pussy out or what?
No, man. I got it. It's flawless. Check it.
Hawaii. Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. It's hard to trace, I guess. Wait, you... changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin?
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
Why the fuck would it be between that or Muhammad? Why don't you pick a common name like a normal person?
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on Earth. Read a fucking book for once.
Fogel, have you ever actually met anyone named Muhammad?
Have you actually ever met anyone named McLovin?
No, that's why you picked a dumb fucking name.
Fuck you.
Give me that. All right. You look like a future pedophile in this picture, number one. Number two, it doesn't even have a first name. It just says McLovin.
What? One name? Who are you, Seal?
Fogel, his ID says you're 25 years old. Why wouldn't you just put 21, man?
Seth, listen up, ass face. Every day, hundreds of kids go into the liquor store with their fake IDs, and every single one says they're 21. How many 21-year-olds do you think there are in this town? It's called fucking strategy, all right?
Let's stay calm, okay? Let's not lose our heads. No. It's a fine ID. It's gonna work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible. I mean, it's up to you, Fogel. This guy's either gonna think here's another kid with a fake ID, or here's McLovin, the 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor. Okay? So what's it gonna be?
I am McLovin.
No, you're not. No one's McLovin. McLovin's never existed because that's a made-up, dumb, fucking fairy tale name, you fuck!
Jeez, man, it'll work. Give it a chance.
Did you move my... Where's my car?
Oh, my God, man. Didn't I tell you? What did I say to you? I told you not to park here.
Why would you park in the staff parking lot?
Shut the fuck up, Fogel.
I mean, because you're not staff.
I know that, Faggle! I know that!
Evan, let's go to your house.
Wait, are you guys still picking me up from work? Can you answer me?
Man, don't you have any non-infant clothes? It'll be fine.
Yeah, and why don't you just wear what you wore to school?
No, I can't do that. I can't let Jules see me when I wore to school. It's completely unbecoming. No one's gotten a hand job in cargo shorts since Nam.
You know why I have to kill these guys? Because you don't negotiate with terrorists.
Oh, really?
Terrorism.
Because, yeah, that's what we should be talking about right now.
Then why don't you just go to your house and get some of your own clothes?
No, that's the dumbest thing ever. Then if I go home, my parents will see that my car's been towed and I'll be grounded.
God, these fucking terrorists multiply like bunnies. Where did I leave the M16?
Do you have any bigger clothes or do you only shop at Baby Gap?
Fuck me. I can't. That's fun. Why do they make that if you can't even win? Then why am I fucking playing? Do you want to go see what my dad has?
Fucking vest. I'm trying to look older.
You look like Pinocchio.
No, it's just a vest.
You know, they got a lot of booze in there. If we get it now, we can get to the party faster with all Jules' shit.
No way, man. I work there. They know I'm not 25.
Nobody said anything about you, dick mouth. You really fucked me on this one. So now, I'm gonna steal the booze.
Don't do this. I promise you, I'll get the liquor later. Mike Snyder's ID always works. So will mine, man.
Mike Snyder's ID doesn't have one fucking name on it, okay? I thought you Dartmouth guys would be smart enough to understand that. Now Seth's got to pick up all the pieces.
He won't do it, don't worry.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, my mom said we can have the TV from the basement. And I've
Shut
got,
the
like,
fuck up,
levels.
Man. He's going to hear you. Just be quiet. Wait until he goes away.
You still haven't told him that we're rooming together?
Fogel, shut the fuck up. And take off your vest. You look like Aladdin.
Okay. You got it.
Oh, Piggy can run.
How old are you?
22.
You certainly are. That'll be $80.
Oh, okay. Sha, thank you kindly. Will that do?
Certainly will. Thank you, Seth.
Hey, thank you. Oh. You dropped your purse, ma'am. Would you like some help with your groceries?
Well, that would be lovely, young man. Would you like me to buy you alcohol?
That would be lovely. Enjoy your remaining years.
I will. Enjoy fucking Jules.
I will.
Don't do it, kid.
Never had a choice.
All the stolen liquor, Danny Ocean. You hide it up your butt?
Piss off! I was gonna do it, but there was a security breach. You never would have done it. Let's go to the liquor store and watch your stupid ID get rejected.
Wait, I'm gonna go put my vest back in my locker. Gotta keep your eye on the passersby. Better watch your step. Cause you never know where the knife will go and the end is yet. The strong survive and stay alive. They're always true. But that they never teach you in school. Are you mad?
Ready?
Yeah.
Here's the money and the list.
Change is yours. Keep the change.
Thank you. What's the list for?
The alcohol.
We're gonna get alcohol for the whole party, okay?
We put a lot of time into this list, so don't fuck it up and get Sambuca again.
It's perfect.
Ozo, bourbon, spiced rum, gold slick.
Gold slick vodka. That's for Becca. Don't forget that, okay? Okay.
Raspberry vodka, scotch.
Oh, and Kyle's Killer Lemonade, a six pack.
This is a lot of stuff, man. I don't know if I can get away with all this.
What difference does it make how much it is?
I don't know, man. I'm like really nervous.
Are you okay?
No, man. I should have worn the vest.
Calm down.
What the fuck are you doing?
What if I go in there and they turn me down, man?
Then we're in the same exact place that we're in right now.
Who cares?
It's fucking humiliating. Everybody in the store sees him kicking me out. What if they make me put the liquor back on the shelf? I can't do that.
Oh, my God.
This whole thing is bigger than you, Fogel. So grow a pair of nuts and fucking walk in there and buy the alcohol.
What if I don't feel like it anymore, Seth? What?
Then I'll fucking kill you. Okay? I'll get a knife and stab you through your fucking heart.
No, you can do this, man. Come on.
Killing me won't get you alcohol, jerk off. I'm the one with the fake ID.
Well, then I'll cut your dumb little fucking face off, throw it over mine, and get your ID and buy it my fucking self.
Oh, really? You don't have the technology or the steady hands to pull off a procedure like that. So, ha! Peace!
Fogel, just be cool, man. Get in and get out. You're a hero.
Is there a problem here, sir?
No problem whatsoever.
Sir, did you do this on the floor?
No. And you should really clean this up. Someone could really hurt themselves.
Fuck my life.
We're so fucked. We're so fucked. This plan's been fucked since Jump Street, man.
Okay, just calm down. Just calm down, all right? Hey, so did you bring a condom for tonight?
You brought a condom with you?
Yeah, I figured I might as well, you know. I brought a little bottle of spermicidal lube, too.
But you laughed in my face when I said I'd be having sex tonight.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you shouldn't just always be prepared. You know, you didn't even bring a condom?
No. No, Evan, that wasn't part of the plan. I can't believe you did this without consulting with me about it.
Why are you talking about a plan? We've never discussed, like, any plan, but you keep saying we have a plan.
I had, like, a general outline, you know? I was going to go down on her for, like, several hours, okay? She would love that. She'd be smitten by that. She'd go out with that. Or I'd dry hump the shit out of her leg.
Okay, well, I don't see the harm in bringing one little condom.
And one little bottle of spermicidal lube?
Yeah, one little bottle of spermicidal lube.
Evan, that's psycho shit, man.
It's not.
It's like Charles Manson shit. What do you think Becca's going to be psyched that you brought a bottle of lube? Oh, Evan! Thank you for bringing that lube for my pussy. I never would have been able to handle your fucking 4-inch dick inside my pussy without that gigantic bottle of lube.
Okay, that's... Fuck. That's enough.
These girls are 18 years old. They're not dried up old ladies. They're good to go.
Then I won't bring the lube. Don't make me feel like that. I thought it was cool. This is a nice kind.
Let me see that for a second.
It's an impressive kind.
That's kind of cool.
That's
fucking
cool.
Dumbass. Lube?
Oh, that's fine.
You brought lube!
So you owe me $6. Because I'm not walking over there to get it, and it exploded.
Hello, Mindy. I love that stuff. Been drinking it for years. You know, I heard they recently decided to add more hops to it.
Okay. I'm gonna need to see some identification.
Really? Makes me feel young again.
Oh shit, it's Carrie Hutchins. She had the biggest tits I've ever seen, I think.
Yeah, I heard she got breast reduction surgery.
What? Making your tits smaller? That's like slapping God across the face for giving you a gorgeous gift.
She had back problems, man. And it's not just making them smaller. They completely reshape them. They make them more supple and symmetrical.
I gotta catch a glimpse of these warlocks. Let's make a move.
She's going around the corner.
Come on!
Your total is
$96.59. I don't believe it. Are you okay, mister?
Ah, what the shit was that?
I don't know, man. I think she looked better before.
But now that she can jog comfortably, she's in the best shape she's ever been. Oh. What is this? What's that?
Man.
Holy shit, they busted Fogel.
What just happened, Evan? Fuck, man.
His dad's gonna fucking kill him.
Look, okay? He assaulted the customer, grabbed the cash, and ran out.
So, how?
Say when, height-wise.
I'm gonna start up here, just tell me when.
I'll start in the bottom. And...
whatever 5'10 is, he was 5'10.
Ethnically, I mean, did what, I mean, was he like us, or?
A woman?
No.
Female?
No,
I would say.
Was he?
Was he African?
African.
No, he was American, and he was like you. He looked just like you.
He was Jewish.
Just like him.
Okay, Jew. It's an odd crime for a Jew to commit.
Yeah, I'm pretty docile.
Okay, so we have an African Jew wearing a hoodie.
No, you don't.
No,
that's not what I said. Is that what you heard me say? I said he looked like you. Do you look like an African Jew?
No, I look like a cop.
Yeah.
He was Caucasian.
Oh.
Kind of look like Eminem. Does that help you?
Eminem.
So he was circular.
Marshall Mathers. Eminem, the rapper Eminem.
You look like this? I'm amateur. I kind of.
That kind of looks like an Eminem.
Longer face, bigger nose. Would you say his mouth was wider? Open? A gap?
Is there another squad car that's in the area that could probably be a further assistance? I don't seem to be getting any.
Okay, so just walk me through again what this guy did. He came in. He's wielding something. He hits the small gentleman in the slacks, and then he jumps over you. He feels you up, violates you.
I did not say that.
No, he doesn't.
Look, I can't do this. I told you already. I have an exam tomorrow. Can you understand that? I have a goddamn veterinary exam. Goddamn it! This is bullshit. This is the bullshit. I got exam tomorrow. Get this.
Well, apparently someone has an exam.
How'd you know?
You're the one that got punched.
Yeah.
Okay, first things first, what is your name?
My name, it's McLovin.
McLovin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your first name?
What?
Your first name.
My first name? Technically, I don't have a first name, so don't worry about my first name.
But we're the police.
Just want to get the story straight.
Come on. Come on.
He must be so afraid.
I don't believe this bullshit. I can't believe this is happening. I didn't even know you could get arrested for this shit. We need that liquor.
Are they going to, like, take him downtown or something?
Fuck Fogel. He got arrested, okay? We're on our own. We need a new way to get liquor. Oh, fuck! The money, man! Fuck! How much money can you get?
Why are you talking about money, man? What about Fogel?
What? That doesn't matter anymore! I lost $100 of Jules' money! What are we gonna do, bust him out of jail? I'm gonna bake him a cake with a fucking file in it? Fuck Fogel! We need a new way to get liquor, which is fucking impossible because we don't have any money! Fuck!
Alright, you just need to calm down. We need to think for a second. We just need to think this out.
Fuck thinking! We need to act!
Whoa! Seth!
What the fuck happened?
Just get up slowly. All right? You okay?
I am so sorry, man. I am so sorry. I didn't even effing see you at all, man. Are you okay?
So it's just McLovin?
Yeah.
That's badass.
It is badass.
Really
it's a
cool.
Badass name.
Yeah.
A lot of people weird names nowadays.
Chingy, Shakira, Rafe, Pax.
We arrested a man lady. He was legally named Fuck.
I think he was Vietnamese, was with a PH,
yeah.
But it's still pretty shocking to see on a license.
Yeah.
Okay, and how old are you, McLovin?
Old enough.
Old enough for what?
It's a party.
Can I see your ID?
Yeah, I think I have it.
Organ donor.
What?
I didn't want to be one, but my wife insisted.
I always give him shit for it, too. I say it all the time. I say, it's just like a woman, even after you're dead. They want to tear your heart out. I say it weekly, and it's still funny.
It still makes me laugh.
Really funny.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't really have any information. He just kind of hit me, and I didn't really see what he looked like.
Oh.
I don't know if I can help you.
In a hurry or something?
Yeah. Kind of had to catch that bus.
Where were you headed?
Near 13th and Granville.
Oh, we can take you there.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
you
information
have
on the way.
Why waste
Hang
$2?
Out.
Yeah.
We'll take you.
No problem.
Please don't report me, man. We can figure this out, right? We can figure this out, right?
Why the fuck wouldn't I report you? You just hit me with your car.
Because I'll do anything. Please, okay? Anything. Like, literally, fucking anything. Name anything. Name it. Name it. All right, look. Listen, you can trust me, okay? I'm gonna be totally honest with you. I have a warrant out for a totally nonviolent crime. Okay? There. Mercy Street, guys.
Well, I'll be honest with you for a second.
Okay?
You better get us a shitload of cash or a shitload of alcohol or you're going to fucking prison.
What are you doing, man? That's...
Okay.
You don't need this. Now, let's not... Let's hang on a second here.
Cough it up.
Fine.
I don't know if we should be doing anything too official.
Let's work together. We're working together. Here we are. It's like, let's make a deal. Here we go.
$7? Are you fucking serious? This isn't enough for anything. What are you, a six-year-old?
All I have, man. That's all I have.
Well, you better think of something quickly, all right?
I'm
back!
No.
I'm back, cops! I'm back!
Wait, don't do that. All right, listen. I can get you alcohol. I'm going to this party right now, bro. Okay? It's got booze. It's got girls. Booze and girls equals... I don't know. Do you? I don't know, do you? I think you do. Do you?
Yes, that's a definite yes.
Definite yes, then.
Just give me one sec to talk to
you. Sure, yeah.
Stay right here.
Yeah, do what you gotta do. You guys mix it over, and I'll be over by the car. It's cool.
Just talk it out.
Hey, I'm a nice guy.
Come on. It's great.
What are you thinking, man? What are you doing?
What? I lost Jules' money. Fogel's dead to us now. We don't have any other choices. Let's go.
I don't like this idea at all. This guy's fucking creepy, man. Look at him.
What? He looks like a guy. It's what guys look like. What is your problem?
You guys know a guy named Jimmy? You totally look like his brother. You totally look like his brother, man. You do.
You promised Becca you'd get her alcohol. If you don't, she's gonna have a shitty night. That's all I'm saying. Come on.
We bingo bango ready to go?
Good luck on your exam tomorrow.
You don't want to ride the bus anyway.
Bus doesn't smell like piss generally. You know why?
What?
People piss on them.
You know, one of you bros could have come up and sat up with me.
We're fine back here.
Beck's fine.
Safe in the back seat. Oh. Oh my God.
What's up?
Hey, Jules.
Who is it? Who's on the phone?
Seth. Hey, where are you?
I'm in a cab right now on the way to a liquor store.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. I can't wait for you to get here.
Well, I hope your friends are ready to get fucked up.
I'm sure they will be. Okay.
I'll see you soon.
Peace. Oh, man. Dude, this is crazy. She called. She said, I can't wait for you to get there.
Seth,
oh, that sounds like she fully wants it, man. Oh, yeah. Who's gonna give it to her, huh, my man?
You, that's who.
Yeah. You guys in MySpace or?
Officers? I can answer those questions now if you want me to.
We get the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're buying some beer, some guys came in, punched you. Don't worry about it. We're not gonna find him.
Case closed.
But it was only one. But it was only one guy.
Only one guy? Shit. How am I supposed to find one guy in a whole county?
This job really isn't how, you know, shows like CSI make it out to be. When I first joined the force, I assumed there was semen on everything. And there was some, like, huge semen database that had every bad guy's semen in it. There isn't. That doesn't exist. I often go to sleep and dream of waking up in a world where everything is covered in semen.
I mean, who doesn't?
It'd be nice. Like the crime scene today.
Yeah.
If the man had ejaculated and then punched you in the face,
yeah,
we'd have a real good shot at catching him.
No way.
Just punch in the face. No
yeah,
semen.
Yeah, no semen.
Story of my life.
Oh.
Michael's here. He's 6 months in. He's young, but the force is strong with this one.
Learning you are, young Petula. Thank you very much.
That's Yoda.
You're familiar with Yoda?
Yeah, from Attack of the Clones.
We have a 245 at East 24 Montgomery, Bailey's Bar and Grill.
Car, 98 on it.
Hey, Michaels, you always take a call at a bar, because, better or worse, you get a beer out of it.
Wow.
Pretty sweet, huh?
True that. Amazing thinking.
Hey, McLevin, we're in a situation at Bailey's, so we'll drop you off after, all right?
Actually, I kind of have to be somewhere
Sweet.
Like...
Thanks.
Head course for Bailey's Bar and Grill, Warp 10. Engage.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Hey, man, are you sure it's cool that we're here with you?
Oh, definitely, man. I'm essentially best friends with the guy, so a bunch of my buds are coming. Don't worry, we're gonna rock out with our cocks out. Just kidding. We are gonna rock out.
Smart person wouldn't do.
Just that cool, that casual, trying to hold and get the booze and get the fuck out of here, okay? Hey, where the party at? Right?
Come in,
Do it up.
We just grab one of these buckets and get out of here.
Are you out of your mind? How are we going to get a fucking bucket out of here?
Hey, man.
What the fuck do you think you're doing?
What do you... What? Nothing. Nothing.
You using my phone?
What do you think you're doing? Hang on. Nothing. What's wrong? Mark.
You weren't invited.
Mark,
get the fuck out of here.
Come on, Mark. It's cool, man.
You're using my fucking phone. You're calling your fucking
Mark,
friends again,
come
huh?
No, Mark.
You're calling your friends. You're fantastic
no,
friends.
No, I mean, yes, but I mean, I'll... Come on, man. Just
huh?
Relax. Mark,
huh?
Please.
Huh?
Fuck
Mark!
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 Get
out of
Mark! Mark! Come on, man!
Mark!
You're such a dick, man!
Mark! You really want to do this, man?
You really want to do it? Here we go. Really want to do it?
Sorry, bro.
Tiger got out of the cage, man, all right? I'm sorry. Come on, Mark. Let's just chill. Everyone just chill out. Truce, man. Oh!
Right to the head!
This is for your friend! Here, have another one.
Don't use one. Slip out the back there.
Wait, come on. We're here. Let's just hurry up and do this.
Are you crazy, man? You want to end up like that guy? Not me. I need my nuts, man, for a lot of things.
Well, we need this liquor.
No, you need it. I don't need it. I'm just going to tell Becca how I feel, and then maybe she'll get with me, okay? I'm not going to get her drunk out of her mind.
Oh, really? How come you never made a move, you pussy?
Because I respect her, Seth. I'm not going to put that kind of unfair pressure on her, all right?
I mean, come on. I just don't see a problem here. Let's just do it.
We're leaving, okay? These guys could kill us, man. You want to get killed for liquor?
No, but I would get killed for pussy. No questions asked.
Fuck this, man.
You just gonna bail on me?
I'm going.
Fucking bitch. Move people. Thank you.
Oh, I love this place.
going on in there?
The bullets start flying. Hit the deck.
You pissed everywhere, you son of a bitch. Everywhere? You didn't see me pissing anywhere.
Hey, sir, I don't know what you're talking
Take
about.
Take your nuts out of yourself!
All right, Michaels, I got your back. Show this rummy how we roll.
Where are you?
10-4.
Huh? Get the hell out.
Excuse me, sir. Stop what you were doing at once.
Ah! Blue guy!
Resisting! Resisting! Wow! Later!
Michaels!
Everybody stay calm!
McLovin! Nice!
Okay, I took him down.
I'm buying you a beer, McLovin!
I'm buying you one, too. All you guys take note, that's how you take down a motherfucker.
That's right! McLovin is a fucking house!
Hello?
Evan, it's Becca.
Oh, Becca. Hi. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, Becca. Becca.
Evan, can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you
hear anything? I'm a piece of shit.
What?
It sells me a piece of shit fucking phone. Becca.
It's Becca.
I get one bar everywhere I fucking go.
It's Becca.
What did you say?
Fucking assholes.
I think...
Fuck.
Becca.
Did you just...
Son of a fucking bitch. Phone company.
That's...
Fuck.
Rude. Hello?
Suck. Bullshit. Phone.
Hello?
Well, bitch slapped you so fucking hard.
What?
Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while. I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2.
I love it when you call me, baby. Pop, fuck.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. Just the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
Thanks.
It's fucking crazy.
Hey! Look what's going on!
Dude, we're so gonna get fucked up.
All right.
Hey.
Okay.
What is that?
I don't know. What?
That fucking stain on your pants, idiot. What is that?
What are you talking about, man?
Dude, is that blood?
What the fuck is that?
Are you bleeding?
I'm not cut or anything. Why would I be bleeding?
It's fucking blood, man. Are you dancing with some chick in there?
Yeah, so?
It's blood, dude. It's blood, dude.
But why would I be bleeding? Why the fuck would I be... Dude, why would there be blood? Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
I'm gonna fucking throw up.
Someone peeing on my fucking leg.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck do I do?
I've never before seen that in my life.
This is so disgusting.
Yes, it is. Yes. I'm gonna go get Bill. He's gotta check this shit out.
Oh,
fuck yeah.
No, who's Bill? No, what did you do? Bill? Bill has nothing to do with this.
Hey, calm down, calm down. Let me get a picture of that real quick.
No, you can't have a picture. Dude,
Bill,
stop.
Let me see.
Check it out.
He's got period blood on his
pants. That's the thing. It's Merlot. That's what you don't get.
Hey, yeah. This jerk-off's got period blood on his pants.
Please stop, man. Let me see.
Oh, my God. That's a fucking mangina, man.
Hey, do you need a tampon?
Wait. I have one.
I gotta wash this Merlot off. Is this a line?
What does it look like?
Fuck me, right?
Yeah, I'm McLovin. I'd like to buy some.
Oh! Oh,
shit. Rewind, rewind.
Hey, rewind it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh! Legs lifted off the ground.
Oh, my God. That is bona fide badass, man. Oh, you got to keep that tape, yeah. McLovin. It is badass. It really is.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't you guys, like, need it for, like, evidence?
The only thing that's evidence of is you can take a hit like a champ, man. Seriously. Take that.
Are there any ladies we'd like to show this tape to?
You don't want to be a chick in a bar, man. Seriously. That was a major turning point in my life is when I realized that. You got to go to other places. You got to go to a spin class, a farmer's market, pumpkin patch, given the time of year. Just somewhere social, non-threatening, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I met the missus at paintball. Yeah, shot her in the neck, and we just hit it off. You know, my first wife, who is a whore, by the way, where do you think I met her? A bar.
A bar. Was this bar?
Yeah, it was this bar. Bought her a Binion's, complimented her on her tote bag, and next thing you know, she's putting her mouth around the tip of my penis.
You don't have to tell me that.
Right in there. She opened up my world sexually. On our wedding night, we had a group sex. I wasn't involved in it, but I could hear it through the wall. She was amazing. And then it was exactly 23 months later that I found out that she was an actual whore.
We discovered her on the street.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She was bad.
Fucking whoring bitch.
But you got a new wife now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she is wonderful.
Yeah. You'll meet her.
You know what? I bet I know your trick, McLovin. You play the whole Mr.
Calling all units. Armed and dangerous man in the vicinity.
Be back up! There's so much blood!
I bet you play the whole mysterious guy thing, right?
Yeah, seriously. How's it going with the ladies?
Yeah.
It's not the going with the ladies I care about. It's the coming.
I get it! Like, wah! Like, coming!
Oh.
Funny.
Oh, my God. That was
really funny.
Woo!
All right, it looks like we got a call. Oh, yeah. We can't pay for these.
Ben Burr will be right there.
No time. Beating Gonzalez, let's go!
Wait, we should get some road beers, huh?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, we should get some road beers.
Okay, 13 beers to go, please.
Please!
I had a bad reception, so,
cut out your gold slick.
Oh, guys, shut up.
Hey, what's going on over there?
it's nothing. It's just, I was just calling, you know, to see if you were coming, because I thought maybe you were stuck at, like, a a nightclub or a cocktail party or something.
No, I'm going to be there for sure. Full throttle. Charlie's Angels too.
Awesome. I can't wait to see you.
Okay, bye.
Evan?
That bitch was nipple. That was so...
No white sniff.
That was awesome. That was gorgeous.
Hey, you guys, stay in this room, man. They're gonna kill that guy tonight. That chick's boyfriend is pissed.
Yeah, he's a beast. I've been praying for a fight. I mean, I'm literally waking up every morning and praying to see a fucking fight.
Hey. Who's that guy?
Hi.
Who is that guy? Who's this guy?
Hey, fellas.
Who's this guy?
Who's this guy?
Hey, everyone.
Who are you?
I'm nobody.
No. I know you. He was at that party with me, the one I was telling you about.
No,
remember? He's Jimmy's brother, the guy, the singer. He's the guy with the beautiful voice I was telling you about.
Jimmy's brother.
That's not me, man.
Oh my God.
Sing for us. Sing.
Oh, it's not me.
No.
You fucking lying?
I don't mean to, you know, accuse you guys of being ill-informed.
My brother came all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona, to be here tonight. And you're not gonna sing for him?
Fucking bullshit.
Sing.
You're a fucking singer.
You sing, and you sing good.
Sing it again.
Like a bird.
No, I know. I want to.
You want a line of cocaine?
No way, man.
Yeah.
Don't make this weird. Sing. Sing it again.
Me,
Turbo.
Me. Fuck. Over.
Okay, watch this. I'll get it right on the nose.
You're gonna fuck it up.
Fuck it. Back.
Ah! I feel hammered. That doesn't make any sense.
Fucking pussy.
Okay, great. Okay, McLovin. See if you can do it.
The kid's gonna nail it.
Come on, McLovin. Do it, buddy. Come on, buddy. Bring it.
.08. Bring it. Yeah!
That's my boy.
Beginner's luck.
Beginner's luck.
So, what's it like to have guns?
It is awesome. McLovin, I mean, like, it's mind blowing. I haven't had one for long, only a few months, but I'll tell you, it's like having two cocks.
Yep.
If one of your cocks could kill someone.
Can I hold one?
What?
Can I hold one of your guns?
Yeah, sure.
Right with me. Why not? Everyone should hold a gun at least a couple times.
There you go. Have a blast.
Have a blast.
I've never held one of these before. Are they hard to shoot?
Well, if you're Michaels, they are.
I can't
shoot with dick.
I can shoot? What do you... Wait, you honestly think I can't shoot with dick?
I'm telling you right now, you cannot shoot.
I shot that cat last week.
It was already dead, man.
I still shot it.
That cat was dead.
There's only one way to settle this, guys.
Shoot off.
Shoot off!
Shoot off!
Dude, there's a lot of reasons why I like you. I mean, you're handsome. And you're a good friend.
Dude, there he is. That's the guy. Hey, Mark, right there.
Oh, you got to stay in too.
We're blood brothers.
Shut the fuck up. You're in my house. You answer my questions. What were you doing dancing with Jacinda?
I don't even dance. I don't even dance ever, so that's, I don't even try it.
Then where the hell did this come from, asshole?
Maybe you and I rubbed up against each other at some point in time. I don't remember. Or maybe it was some sort of ricochet scenario. I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
Kick his ass, Mark.
Shut the fuck up, Scarlett. We'd get off dancing with my fiancé. These eyes cry every night for you. These arms they long to hold you. Hold you again. Boom, boom, boom. The hurting's on me, yeah.
Talk about the hurting.
And I will never be right. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You gave a promise to me, yeah. And you broke it. You broke it, honey. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I have with you. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like
you. Go! Fight!
Move it! Go!
Give it up!
What the hell's this?
It's detergent!
Yeah, what are you doing with it?
Blood in my pants.
Good job.
What the fuck is this all about, man? Are you...
Fuck me.
Fucking pussy. You're
don't
a fucking
to officer.
Pussy. If you make this, we're no longer friends, Michael. You're a fucking pussy.
Ah,
fuck on my nuts, Slater!
That was a lucky shot, dude. That was a lucky shot. Hey, all right.
Can I shoot one?
Yeah, go nuts. Go nuts.
Have a good time, man.
Empty the clip. Empty the clip on it, man.
Shit! Bam!
Car 98 on it. You dumb fucking whore.
Hey, did she say we gotta get to, like, shoot somebody or something?
Oh, God, I wish. Nah, it's probably just some lame house party. We'll drop you off after. Is that cool?
Yeah, man. Show these fuckers how we roll. You fucking prick.
You bailed on me.
I didn't bail on you.
Yeah, you did. You said you were gonna do something, and you didn't do it. That's bailing.
You're the one that dragged me to that fucking party with those lunatics, man. I didn't bail on you.
You bailed on me, okay? You bailed on me this morning when Jesse spat on me, and you're bailing on me next year.
It finally comes out. That's good, man.
We were supposed to go to college together, Evan. Since we were little kids, since elementary school, that's all we've ever talked about was us going to college together, and you got into fucking Dartmouth.
You're making me feel like I'm a bad guy. Like, what am I... I didn't do anything wrong. I got into a good school.
How the fuck am I supposed to get into Dartmouth? You knew I couldn't get into Dartmouth.
How fucking selfish are you? You had no problem letting Fogle take the fall back there. You obviously don't want me going to a good school.
Fuck, man.
So what the fuck do you want? I'm not gonna let you slow me down anymore, Seth.
What are you saying?
I've wasted the last 3 years of my life sitting around talking bullshit with you, man. Instead of chasing girls and making friends, I've just sat around wasting all my time with you. And now because of you, I'm going to college a fucking friendless virgin.
Is this about Becca? Is this about some girl, man?
I like her.
Who gives a fuck? She's some fucking girl. What, are you gonna go out with her for 2 years? What about after that?
Fuck you, man. You're a piece of shit.
Fuck you! And next time you're pissed off about something, don't keep it inside for 10 years. Say it like a fucking man.
Don't touch me.
Fuck you.
Hey, McLovin, are the numbers on your side odd or even?
I don't know. It's too dark to see.
You got flashlights.
Oh, that's true.
Bing.
Fuck. Oh.
Slater. Slater.
Now, young Michaels,
you will die.
All right, come on, stop it.
What do you get me?
You like it? Hey, come on.
You stop gonna stop it until you stop.
Stop it.
Stop it, asshole.
Hey, you stop. Fuck you, Evan. Touch me.
Why did you do that?
You shouldn't have licked my face.
Should have let him.
my face.
I'm driving.
Well, we were playing lightsabers, excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you guys finish me some... Okay.
Go out there and check on him.
You want to check
you
on him?
You go out there and check on
fuck
him.
Fuck that. You go.
Balls.
Okay. We both go out there and check on him. I can't believe this is happening again. One of the odds.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah, we're great, thanks.
Hey. Where's the love?
He's okay, he's fine.
Stand right next to your friend. Get over there.
I got it.
You got these guys?
You boys doing a bit of drinking tonight?
No, officer, not at all. Not, we...
We found those.
I don't believe you. Freeze. Stand right there.
We're telling the truth.
Yeah, keep it going. Don't be a hero tonight, guys.
Wrong night for that.
This is your fault. You gotta fucking take care of this.
No, look, I am not fixing your mistakes again, okay? Fuck that.
Well, I don't want to get shit canned. I happen to like this job.
I like this job, too. I get free air because I'm not taking the fall.
Okay. We're gonna arrest these two little dipshits, okay? And we're gonna pin it on them. Spread your shit! Get on the ground! Loaded gun! Ready to go! Spread your shit! Pussies on the pavement, fellas! Come on!
Please don't shoot, sir.
But please don't shoot. Just shut up! Spread your shit! I am the law, okay? Now hold hands.
What? Why?
Because you don't want an asshole where your face used to be, Waylon Jennings. Hold his fucking hand!
Fucking hold my hand!
There! That's not so hard, is it?
Here, McLovin, have a cigarette. Smoke up. Life's short, you know? Suck it in, my friend. Suck it long and deep. Enjoy it. McLovin. You like Officer Slater and myself?
Yeah. You guys are awesome.
Thanks. We really like you too, McLovin. So here's what's about to happen. We're going to arrest these two guys, and you're going to write a witness report saying they leapt out in front of our car like madmen, and there was nothing we can do to avoid hitting them. Sound cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
Good.
That's good. But then he's your little sister, with the picture, bigger than the gator. Get away from my kid! Oh. Ah. You sick, bitch!
It's just beer.
Oh, give me a break.
It's just beer.
Oh, man up. All right, what happened? What'd you lose him?
He's a freak. He's a fast killer.
This is not good.
He's a fast killer.
Fastest kid alive, my ass. Come on, what are we gonna do?
I'll shoot my gun. And
give me a fucking warning before you do it.
I'll scare him out of wherever he's hiding.
This isn't gonna do shit. Get in the car. Get in the car. This is your fault, you piece of shit.
Oh, fuck. They shot Seth. They fucking shot Seth, I know. Oh, shit. Should I run?
Yes.
Fuck.
Stop.
Stop the bus.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Oh, thank God. Oh. Yeah, man. Pay for me.
Hey. That's me and him.
Hey! It's you! McMuffin!
You know this guy?
You ain't got no cop people to help you keep your booze now, do you?
Hey! Give me it. Back the fuck up, man, or I'll beat the shit out of you!
Give me the booze!
Hey, back the fuck up!
Sell the liquor. It's awesome.
Yeah, man, I told you the idea would work. I fooled those cops. I'm McLovin. Woo! I am McLovin. Woo! Why do you guys have detergent?
No, I don't understand why you were smoking cigarettes with those cops.
Because I fucking rule. Oh, we're still gonna get laid tonight.
I am. I'm gonna get laid.
We're finally gonna get our drinks. Oh, chicken, chicken, yeah!
I can't believe Becca's bottle broke.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't need it anyways. I thought you were going to tell her how you feel.
Okay, well, good luck getting Jules drunk enough to have sex with you.
What's wrong with you guys?
Nothing. You two femmes can talk about it next year at your little slumber party.
Oh, you told him.
Told me what?
Yeah. An idiot, Fogel.
Well, we got to tell him now.
No, we...
Well, he knows something's up.
Fogel.
What are you guys talking about? Tell me right now.
Seth, me and Evan are rooming together next year at college. What's the big deal? Oh, my God, Fogel's rooming with Evan. Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
I didn't tell you because I thought...
You're a backstabber, and you lied to your best friend, and you only want to hang out with Fogel, and you just don't care anymore? Didn't expect this from you, Evan. Not from you. Give me that booze, faggle.
We never should have had to hide our arrangement.
She's been yammering about you all night.
Really? What does she say? Was she told you that she thinks I'm a good guy?
No. She said something more like, I will fully blow him tonight.
What?
I know.
But she's totally hammered. And if I get with her and I'm not drunk, isn't that, like, unethical?
Oh, not if you're drunk, too.
I guess so.
Who the fuck is Seth?
I'm Seth! Yeah! Let's do another one to me! Yeah!
Calm down. Calm down, man. Calm down. She likes you. She wants to suck on your penis. It's a good thing. It's the best thing. Down the hatch.
It's such a crazy story, okay? I swear I was...
It doesn't even matter. Look, we can just drink this. Here.
Oh, no.
Can you have a drink?
You don't... I'm already pretty
wasted.
Take
a drink!
Okay, here's to you. This is Rebecca.
Rebecca!
To the respect...
Guys!
Women, to people respecting women.
Okay. Yeah. You're a lightweight. You and me, we should go upstairs. Because I need to tell you something. Okay?
Oh, you can just tell me here.
I can't tell you because it's a secret for you. From me. So come. Come on. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Changed your name to McLovin? Wow. That's so cool.
Thanks.
So, like, what's Hawaii like?
Hmm?
All right, I am back. I had to thank the peeps for coming out, you know.
Jules, I want you to have a drink with me. Just drink some of this. You're gonna love it. You're told, I know you're gonna love it.
You know what?
It's green beer. For your information.
You know what? I'm actually good right now. Thank you. And thank you very much for bringing everything again. Seriously, really make the night. So.
No, that's how I roll. That's the thing. It's no problems. You'll learn that. I love talking and conversing with you. But I can't hear you, though, because the music is so loud. So if you want to go outside and talk more...
Yeah, sorry, sure. You know, why not? Let's do it. I haven't conversed in ages.
Okay. Ladies first.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. Watch your step. I fell earlier today.
Are you serious?
Well, I was hit by a car. It's a long story.
Oh, shit. Careful.
So loud. Don't let the parents hear. You're so cute. Are you okay?
I so flirt with you in math.
Tell me about it. I wanted to tell you for so long that you're the best.
I know. I've wanted to get with you like so hard. Like so hard.
You're the best.
Will make this someone up, I think so.
Just be careful, because it's a meaningful sweater to me. It's vintage.
Okay.
bought it at that vintage market.
And this one.
It's off. Oh, hey, careful.
Oh, shit.
I'm going
to... Now, looky, looky.
Oh, my
God.
What
gosh. I got for you. Under
you here. Are the prettiest girl.
I have a little something for you under here.
You look so pretty.
Did you?
So pretty.
Under there. Hello. Do 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 you. Do 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 you.
Oh, you're the best. You're so unique.
Come here.
I like you so much.
Mom McLevin.
I've never been with an older guy before.
Well, it's way better.
I know, we made some kick-ass tiramisu earlier. It was it looked weird, but it was delicious.
Wolf! What? What's wrong?
I would prefer if we would just do that at some other time.
No, there's no other time. School's up. What's wrong with right now?
Well, I mean, you're drunk. You're like, really?
No, you're really drunk? You're drunk, Jules.
Yeah, I'm not drunk at all. I don't even drink, so. I mean.
Jules, you drink. You drink. Everybody, you had me get liquor, so you drink. It's like.
Well, yeah, because I'm throwing a party, remember? Because other people drink, and so I just...
You don't want to, you know...
Not right now, you know, not while you're drunk. But, you know, thank you.
Oh, yeah. They said that would happen in hell when I learned about it. Yeah. They taught me it back.
Oh!
Who's down there?
What's your hand? Thank you.
You're such a smooth cock.
Thank you. You would, too, if you were a man.
You got such a smooth chest.
I am going to give you the best blow jay. With my mouth.
Why don't we just kiss a while? And say, why don't we just keep kissing for a bit? That's better.
How badly do you want to fuck me?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, fuck.
What?
Hang on a sec. One second.
Okay, I don't think you want to do this. You're really drunk.
No, I'm not. I am not drunk.
I see that you are. I think you
I
are.
Really, I why are you inside me? I want you to be my first. I want you inside me. So just go with it.
What?
Let it happen. Like,
I know, but it's kind of intense. And I'm so drunk. I can't even, like, process this. And, you're really pretty. And I just think this isn't how I pictured it.
I don't understand why you have to be such a little bitch about it.
You just call me a bitch?
Yes. A scared...
See, I think we're not thinking clearly.
Ah, holy shit! Oh my God!
Go get Gabby!
I'll go get her.
Oh God! Go get Gabby, please!
I got a boner.
Good. Do you have a condom?
Yes. And lube.
Seth. Sorry. Are you crying?
No, I just have something in both my eyes. I don't cry. That's funny.
You look like you're crying.
So. It's my last chance, and I fucked it up.
Your last chance to do what?
Make you my girlfriend for the summer. You're like the coolest person that's ever talked to me. I thought we'd both be drunk.
What does me being drunk have anything to do with it?
ever get with me if you were sober? Look at you. Look at me.
Seth, come on, you didn't blow it. I think maybe... What the fuck?
Help me.
Ow! Shirley?
I'm sorry.
Back there, get out. Everyone, come on.
We will shoot you.
Party's over.
Evan. Life is bullshit, world. Evan, come on!
Get the hell out of here right now.
Get out of here, pal. He's not interested.
Drop the crantini and move it, sister.
See ya, sugar tits.
Come on.
Guys, come on. Move.
Everybody out.
In. Oh my god, it's in.
All right, everybody out. Come on, let's go. McLovin! What the fuck?
Officer Slater, is that you?
You ran away from us. Why'd you run away from us? Michaels, get up here.
I didn't run away from you guys.
Why would you do that?
Oh, disoriented from the crash.
Were you violating that girl?
No.
That young girl? You just violated her with your penis, Michaels.
McLovin?
No.
Whoa. Holy shit, were you just getting laid?
No. Yeah, I was, but...
Yes, yes, he was.
That's not what you think, guys. I'm not even...
Get the fuck down. Stay that ass down. Just get the fuck down. I thought we were friends, and then you go run away from me.
Contain yourself.
We're friends.
Shut up.
Why?
Calm down, man.
What?
You just cock-blocked McLovin. Okay, he's our friend. We don't do that. We should be guiding his cock, not blocking it. Just relax, okay?
Wait, what are you guys doing? No, please, I can't go to jail, please. I can't go to jail.
No, look. We're really sorry, McLovin. This has gone way too far.
What are you talking about?
We know you're not 25, man. We're not idiots, McLovin. Yeah.
Well, did you know the whole time?
Look, when we were your age, we hated cops. When we signed the liquor store today, we just, I guess we saw a bit of ourselves, you know, and we just wanted to show you that, you know, cops can have a fun time too, yeah. You know?
You know, in a way, I think we wanted to show ourselves.
Also, I'm really sorry that I blocked your cock.
Apology accepted.
Seriously.
Oh, that feels good.
Oh, it feels so good.
I missed you guys.
I wish we could make it up to you somehow, man.
Well, do you think you can do me a really big favor?
What is it? Anything. Name it.
This gets fucking crazy.
Stay back for your own safety.
Get off me, fucking cuff. Get your hands off me. Do you know who I am? I'm Fogel. The joint can't hold me.
Holy shit, Fogel's a badass.
I'm gonna break your glasses, you fucking cop. You can't hold me.
Fucking pigs.
Oh, shit.
Nice mullet, asshole.
He's crazy!
This kid's crazy! He's nuts! Well, we caught the infamous Fogel.
Wait for me, Nicola! Wait for me on the outside!
We were gonna go to Hawaii.
Man, that's gonna get you so much ass.
Really?
I think I know what to do about the car.
Sweet.
Fucking go. Fucking throw up.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm saving you from the cops.
You save me? Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but thanks. Should I just walk? Should I walk?
Yeah, sure. Where do you want to go?
Sleep over at my house? You want to come sleep?
Okay.
Okay.
Does your mom still have pizza bagels?
Yeah. Lots.
Pizza bagels.
So by signing this, you are officially saying that as we stopped you from being mugged, a crackhead stole our cruiser and did God knows what with it. You cool to sign that?
Of course. I owe you guys my life.
Yo, you... But, wait, what's your real name again?
Fogel. Fuck that. We're calling you McLovin.
McLovin. Let's do this dance, boys.
The greatest move in donut spinning history. Paying attention? Behold, the upward spiraling pigtail.
Why is it called that?
I don't know!
Make the badge proud, Slater. He's not usually this drunk when he does this, but I think that could make it more cool.
Crazy. Let's do this. Hurry.
I'm good.
Yeah,
okay. Don't blow yourself up, asshole. Yeah. Oh my God.
It worked. We won.
Can we shoot at it?
I don't know. Can you?
Break yourself, fool! Tight.
Listen. And then she said she was going to give me a blowjob.
I can't believe she said that to you.
No idea.
What was she thinking?
You don't even know.
I gotta tell you something, Evan.
Wyatt.
I was in your room like 3 weeks ago while you taking a shit. And I saw your housing. like, forms. So I knew you and Fogel were going to live together. You know?
I'm sorry, man. I don't know. I should have told you. I don't know why I didn't.
Don't. No, don't be sorry. I should be sorry. I was being a dick. I was being a big dick to you.
No, listen, Seth. I want you to know I don't want to live with Fogel. I don't want to live with him. I just don't. I'm afraid to live with strangers. I can't do it.
I know.
I can't believe you saved me. You saved me. I can't believe. I owe you so much. You cared. I love you. I love you, man.
I love you. I love you. I'm not even embarrassed to say it. I love you.
I'm not embarrassed.
Love you.
I love you. It's like, why don't we say that every day? Why can't we say it more often?
I just love you. I just want to go to the rooftops and scream, I love my best friend, Evan.
We should go up on my roof.
For sure.
Like, when you went away for Easter on your vacation, I missed you.
I missed you, too.
I want the world to know. It's the most beautiful thing in the world.
Come here, ma'am.
I love you.
Morning. I should get moving. I should be getting a move on for show.
Yeah, you don't have to. You know, I don't really have anything going on. You don't have to rush off like that.
You want to hang out? I was going to go to the mall.
I have to get a new comforter. For college, the mall would sell that.
Cool, so, your mom's got huge tits. Okay. What do you think?
I don't know, man. Don't ask me, because I don't give a shit how pants look.
Yeah, I need someone's opinion.
Those are too tight. Those are way too tight.
Yeah, but like...
Way too tight. You need to upgrade.
Yeah, there's not enough pants where there should be more pant there.
Yeah, but, I mean, does it look weird? It
looks like you're standing funny. Like, you wouldn't be standing like that, like a duck.
Yeah, but I'm doing, like, college poses, like...
I don't know if you are. You might just be doing...
Hey, prof.
Okay.
That test was... Woo! Hey, Susan. Are you gonna party tonight or no?
Yeah, but it's just... It's like I wish there were more pants where, you know, where there aren't.
Yeah, but when I was wearing your dad's pants last night, I realized that if I wear pants that are, like, a little too small, it might encourage me to lose a little weight. And also, chicks can kind of see, like, you know, the borders and outline of my dick a little.
Yeah, man. They go nuts for that male camel toe.
Yeah, the camel tail. It's right...
I know where it is, where it happens.
Like, right there.
Yeah.
It's like, they're so tight that one ball is, like, above my dick, even.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like three. It's like a three thing. It's like... Ball, dick, ball.
It's like a division sign.
It's like a bunch of people crammed into a van. Does my ass look weird?
It makes a lot of stuff look weird. No, those are way too tight.
You're right, these look stupid. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I'm really sorry about that. I can't believe I actually did that.
So I feel bad that I'm making you buy me a new one. It seems like ridiculous.
No, I have to. It's cute.
Oh my God.
Do alcoholics get hangovers?
Holy shit, that's them.
What the fuck do we do, man?
Don't stop.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. How's it going?
Hey.
So good to... How are you feeling?
I felt better, but I'll be fine. How about you?
Okay. Did you have fun last night?
You know, I actually don't remember much.
I don't remember anything. So weird.
Nothing.
I didn't puke on you, did I?
You didn't. I remember that I avoided it. It whizzed right by me, and I said, stay away from me.
I'm really sorry about everything last night, and I just... Thank you for being such a nice guy about it all.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. At least you don't have a black eye from it.
That looks terrible.
Yeah.
You look great. You don't look terrible. It's just like a bad bruise. Everything's great, just from this. Just like right there.
Your eye.
Yeah, your eye. Everything else is great. But seriously, I acted like a fucking idiot last night. You don't deserve that. So, I'm sorry. On the upside, I think you look cool with a black eye. I'm just gonna throw that out there. I don't know.
Well, thank you, smart guy. Thanks. That's actually why I'm here, because I have to get a ton of cover-up for the grad photo.
Oh, man. Fuck.
And I'm going to get Jules a new comforter.
Oh, I have to get a comforter, too, for college.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I just figured I would need one.
So, Seth. So, do you want to come buy me cover-up or something? I mean, you kind of owe me.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to do that. I had such bad acne last year that I pretty much became like an expert on the stuff. Evan drove me here though, so.
Well, I have my dad's car, so I could just give you a lift, and then Evan could take Becca home.
Okay.
If that works. I don't know if it's in your route.
Are we fine with me?
Fine, yeah. Maybe we can get some food.
Yeah, I'd like that.
So I guess I'll call you.
Yeah, give me a call. Yeah, you have my number.
I have your information, so put her there.
Perfect.
So,
good. All right, man.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Becca.
Bye, guys.
Bye, you guys.
Right,
see you, Jules.
Yeah, it's funny. It's too funny.
Where do you want to eat?
So can you honestly help me figure out what kind of cover to get?
I guess I'll always feel the same. Love is strange. Oh, P.S.
I love you, baby.
I wouldn't have it any other way. As long as there's been a night and day. It's been you and your crazy ways. Together, baby, how can we
get my freak on. Yeah? Are you ready? Flip him up! Stroke that funk, McLovin. Stroke that funk, yeah? McLovin in the house, Papa. What you drawing, baby? Don't let the teacher see you. I need some McLovin. Yeah, baby. Stroke that funk, McLovin. Super what? I said I'm super bad, baby. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Are you Mac loving it?